Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing distribution management. What is a channel of distribution? The process and partners that move a product from the producer to the consumer. So how we move our product from the producer to the consumer is the channel of distribution. How do we move it? How do we get it there, right? We want to distribute our product from a warehouse or from our plant directly to a venue that a customer can purchase it from. Distribution channel structure. Channel structure, the number of levels and companies involved in the flow of product from producer to end user. Direct channels, manufacturer to
Can
we just start the slide over?
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Distribution channel structure. Channel structure, the number of levels and companies involved in the flow of product from producer to end user. Direct channels, manufacturer to customer. This provides full control over the execution of marketing strategy and a performance benchmark for indirect channels. Company sales force is an example, a company website, company owned retail outlets. So indirect channels rely on intermediaries like provide amount, variety assortments for customers, provide service and other facilitating functions, communicate with end users. So indirect channels rely on these intermediaries to get products out to the consumer. So contact efficiencies, cyber mediaries, right? They are the ones that are the cyber, the internet, right? It is bringing the customer to the producer. Delegate based on core competencies, functions, and cost of distribution and logistics. So distribution channel structure, it's hybrid, dual, or concurrent channels, a combination of direct and indirect channel structures. So if you look at the graph, suppliers, agent, broker, distributor flows down to the manufacturers, right, and the operators. So then the manufacturer flows down to the distributor and the broker, who then resell potentially to a middleman to end customers, or the manufacturer can sell directly to the resellers who sell to the end customers, avoiding the middleman altogether. Sources of sales, marketing conflict. So economic friction. Anytime there's an economic downturn, government policy, high interest rates, anything like that can interrupt sales. Cultural differences, thought worlds, right? There's idea of socialism versus capitalism. Salespeople, customers, short term, right? So the customers may have a cultural difference from the salespeople, which could create a conflict in the market. Marketing products, long term, right? So the products may not always fit the consumer's demands. Differences between the two in orientation and competencies. It's negatively related to cross-functional collaboration, positively related to firm performance. So in orientation, we need the source of sales to be the marketing, right? But when there's conflict, it's negative. So we can't cross-functional collaborate between marketing and sales, but it is positively related to the firm's performance. So sales is in direct scope of marketing. So sometimes marketing and sales can be in conflict, but we need them to be in unison so that we can sell more products. Direct channels, sales over company website, right? So brick and mortar or brick and click distribution model, company direct website in addition to traditional offline channels, so Walmart, Best Buy, Staples, stuff like that. You can order online, go pick it up at the store, etc. A variety of factors must be considered before going to this model, including backlash from existing channels. Will it cannibalize your current sales? Will your internet sales cannibalize your brick and mortar sales? That means eat into those revenues. So is my internet sales going to take away cash flow from my brick and mortar sales and vice versa? disintermediation, right? So there's no intermediary between my online ordering and how I receive my product from the producer, right? So I can buy direct from Amazon warehouse and have it sent to me, whereas I've got to go into the market to a store, and they're the intermediary that I have to go buy it from. So core competencies and costs, sometimes those can be uncorrelated based on the number of sales from the internet and the number of sales versus brick and mortar. Company-owned retail outlets. Fully integrate retail sales into marketing. So we need to integrate our marketing philosophy and our marketing strategies and have that correlate directly into retail sales. Why? Channel evolution theory. Consumers are more comfortable going to a single brand store at a mature stage. Why? Because they're used to that, right? They're used to going to a mature brand that they've known for a long time, that they trust, they value, they know the quality of the product, right? And plus, you can control that customer experience because it's been tested for a long period of time, and you know what the customer likes and what they demand and what their preferences are. It can also cause conflict with intermediaries and indirect channels. When we bypass indirect channels, they can sometimes feel left out, especially if we do a lot of business together. So indirect channels, offline retail stores, online retail stores, catalogs, kiosks, right? So this is where we can order offline retail stores, online retail stores. So they're indirect, right? There's no person-to-person, right? It's just me ordering online. So the intermediaries, distributors, buy from the manufacturer, sell to other resellers, typically national, right? So that's what the intermediary is, right? They're the distributor. But in indirect channels, it can be these offline retail stores, online retail stores, catalogs, and kiosks can be how you order indirectly, but the indirect channels of intermediaries are the distributors, resellers, and they are typically local. Types of resellers. So add value through expertise, right? So let's say there is an automotive shop, right? And they can add value because they're a mechanic and they buy these goods that you need brake pads or transmission parts or something like that. They can add value to those products because they know how to put them on your vehicle. System integrators can specialize. The type of reseller is specialized. They know everything there is to know about that product, so they can sell it to the consumer and also offer expertise. Manage large or complex projects. Inbound versus outbound, storefront versus walk-ins, or storefront for walk-ins and calls on customers. So inbound, they walk in, they buy at the storefront, and then they take it home. Where calls on customers, I'm making a call trying to sell them products, and hopefully they'll buy them. Traditional intermediaries, mass merchandisers, category killers, right? So mass merchandisers, they are the ones, let's say like a Walmart, right? They're Walmart. They offer everything. Sam's Club, Costco. Mom and pop stores and franchises, they are the ones that kind of take the brunt from these big retail mass merchandisers coming in. Managing hybrid channels, objectives, it increases coverage. It maintains cost efficiency, and it minimizes conflict. How does it do this? By gathering market data and then harmonize following the contingency theory. So gathering market data, market opportunity, we need to assess that. Coverage models, we need to know, we need to implement successful statistical models that have been proven so we can measure the data. Channel specific benefit cost analysis. We need to know what our cost benefit analysis is and how we can minimize costs. Magnitude of conflict or the degree of cannibalization. again, cannibalization is how are we eating into current sales already from another product or another way to purchase products. Effectively communicate justification for distribution strategies. So we need to have a logical distribution strategy so that it makes sense to ship our products this way, and it's cost effective and it's efficient process. And we need to be able to quantify these results. Step two, harmonize following contingency theory. So contingency approach to developing hybrid channels is the type of channel used must match particular contingent factors to optimize outcomes. So we need to make sure that we're using the proper channels, right, that our tasks are on target, and that the channel performance is going through successfully, being efficient and effective. So let's talk about multi-channel marketing. Other considerations, the tenor of the relationship, relational versus adversarial. So are we trying to develop a relationship with our customer base? Are we trying to gain market share by being somebody that they can trust? And or are we being an adversarial marketing campaign, or having an adversarial marketing campaign versus our competitors to try to differentiate ourselves from them? CRM is effectively tracks customers. This is a CRM is a type of way that we can effectively gather data and track customers, especially at point of sale. Service-oriented architecture, we really need to be customer-focused and related. Compensation and communication, that helps deliver quality customer service through compensation of our employees, and effective communication from our employees to the consumer. Supply chain management, logistical management of incoming components in the manufacturing process. So we really need to control this, right? Logistical management of the incoming components. How are we delivering raw materials? How are we storing them? How are we effectively using them? We need to match the inflow of our direct materials or our raw materials with the market demand, so we don't need to be ordering too much or too little. We need to make sure that we're ordering just enough so that we don't have waste or excess, and be able to cultivate that into a product and then get it on the shelves for our consumers to purchase. Challenges, increasingly shorter life cycles of high-tech products. Innovation, new technology is coming up all the time, so they're always shifting. Marketing strategies and sales strategies and product and development and research and development. So with high-tech products, the life cycle is shorter because things are always changing technologically. So matching supply chain strategies to uncertainty. What is demand uncertainty? So it's difficult to predict end consumer demand because tastes change, products change, technology changes, the bullwhip effect. Market signals get distorted up the supply chain. So So in the supply chain, if we're going to be ordering raw materials in bulk, right, for this quarter, but the next quarter the demand for our product is down and we're not forecasting it to be down, now up the supply chain they think that we are going to purchase the same amount of raw materials, and so they may be planning ahead for that, but then we come in with an order less and then they're stuck holding more of the materials that we would have bought. Low for functional products, familiar to end customers. End customers are very familiar with our product, so they know how much they want to buy and when they want to buy it. High for innovative products, the end consumer risk, right? So when we buy new technology, we don't know how quickly something is going to come out to replace that technology. So we have, as a consumer, risk for highly innovative products. To reduce demand uncertainty, supply chain members must share information about market demand constantly. So supply uncertainty, it's difficult to predict the necessary quality and quantity of raw materials, components, infrastructure, supply, and services that we just spoke about. It's difficult to predict the demand of the producer if you're a raw materials distributor or producer. So that's why you have to communicate up the supply chain all the time and have it be efficient, effective communication. So up the supply chain, they're not stuck holding more raw materials than necessary. It's low, so supply uncertainty is low for a stable supply process, mature technology. So if it's been around, our processes are proven and stable, the uncertainty risk is low here. High for an evolving supply process. So the uncertainty is high. If we're a new startup or in the growth phase and the business process is evolving and technology is changing, so we may not know as a supplier what the demand is going to be. To reduce supply uncertainty, early design collaboration. We need to be collaborating with who we buy our inputs from, research and development, innovation. We need we can reduce the supply uncertainty through this kind of collaboration. Joint product development with suppliers. We need to make sure this is, again, constant communication that's effective with our suppliers so that they can be in the process of helping us develop our products. Participation in online marketplaces for synchronized planning with suppliers. So online marketplaces are good because you can have really quality, measurable statistics and analysis, almost instantaneously through online sales data collection. And through this process, we can synchronize and plan with our suppliers.